Today is Mothering Sunday, or Mother's Day, a time when we remember our mothers and all that they do for us and have done for us. We remember the person who gave birth to us and brought us up, the person who always loves us, no matter what we've done, the person we turn to in times of trouble or joy, the person who brings laughter into our lives. Mother's Day is a day to celebrate and to give thanks, but for some people, it could be a difficult day. If our mothers are no longer with us, it can be a sad day. I was shopping yesterday and the lady behind me in the queue, who was older than me, so she wasn't a young person, just turned to me and said, "This is my first Mother's Day without my mother. She died last year when she was 96, but it's still hard." If motherhood is something that has been longed for but not happened, it can be a time of regret. If we are estranged from our mothers, it can be painful. Mother's Day can be a reminder of how difficult being a parent can be. It can be a struggle to bring up children, especially if there are problems with money, jobs, housing, or health, or if you're a parent doing it on your own. Some people might find it hard to cope with their children because of their own emotional or psychological problems, or because of their children's needs, especially if their child has a disability or an illness, or if they have challenging behaviour. Let us also spare a moment to think about all of the mothers who have bringing up children in impossible circumstances, those living in war-torn countries such as Syria, trying to protect their families, and those in famine-hit countries desperately trying to find enough food to give to their children. Of course, it's not only mothers who take care of us. Fathers are very important too. They help bring up their children and in some cases have to do so on their own. Other people care for us as we are growing up. And when we are older, grandparents can look after us, and so do aunts and uncles, godparents, cousins, lots of relatives, and people who aren't even related to us, such as friends and neighbours. There are also lots of other special people who look after children. Childminders, people who work in nurseries and school teachers. There are doctors and nurses who care for us when we are ill, and dentists who help us to look after our teeth. There are many, many people who look after us in different ways throughout our lives. Sometimes mums and dads aren't able to look after their own children and they have to be cared for by somebody else. In my job, I meet a lot of marvellous people called foster carers. They're ordinary men and women who take children into their own homes and become part of their family. Children can stay in a foster home for as little as one night or for many years, until they are adopted by a new family for a forever home. Earlier, we heard about Moses and how there are a lot of people who care for him. His mother, Miriam, his sister, the Pharaoh's daughter, the slave women, and probably several others who weren't even mentioned in the story, but they helped raise him. We also have somebody else who cares for us, but it's not somebody we can see. Our Father God loves and cares for us just as all of those other people do. We always think and refer to God as our Father. But perhaps we should also think of him as being our mother. Someone who loves us, cares for us, forgives us. She understands what we need and is always there to listen to us when we're scared or upset. One of the ways that she shows she cares is through all of those people she surrounds us with, who nurture us and encourages us. So as we think of our mothers today, let us remember all of those other people who care for us. We thank God for them and for the life that they have given us. And if we can today, help us to show our appreciation to them and to give our thanks. Amen.